Blog Talk Radio.
And I'd like to welcome you to Elohim Speaks, Elohim Radio Hour. We're here live and in living color. And everything seems to be working okay today, so that's good. You just heard the national anthem. That's our national anthem, Elohim Five Tribes, the five tribes of the earth, black, brown, red, yellow, white. we need to unite. Okay? And get together and do what we're supposed to do, you know? First of all, I'd like to open up with an assertion. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I will be walking the path of the enlightened, and I will get what I want. Okay? Now, our slogan is love is an act to make others feel good. One God, one aim, one destiny. Okay? That part comes from one of our great leaders, Marcus and Messiah God. We like to mention him, you know. Now, we always talk about love in about 5 minutes because to me, that's the key to this whole thing. You know, if we don't have love, we don't have, we don't have anything. It's been a long day. We don't have love, we don't have anything. So I like to talk about love. Love is an acronym because it's real good. You can say the same thing for 5 minutes every broadcast. Because if you can't love yourself, you can't love your neighbor, you don't know how to love your family, how in the world are we going to come together and change this thing? Everybody knows that America is a criminal empire. All you got to do is just Google how America got started, robbed, stole, murdered, killed everything they can get their hands on. Let me get where they're at. Now, we're not trying to get rid of America. What we like to do is decriminalize it. Now, we can decriminalize the country. It would change the paradigm of the whole planet. Because this evil influence is all over the world. And the only reason why it's still here is because they've made some changes in attempt to decriminalize the country. Other than that, this country would have been gone. Because there's forces functioning in the universe that can take anything down. As any country that has been here for over 300 or 400 years, and you'll see that sooner or later they all fall, you know? Okay, especially if you don't treat the people right. And that's why we take the first 1 minute to talk about love, you know? Love is the act, excuse me. Like I said, it's been a long day. Love is an act. That makes others feel good. Well, I'm coughing. I think it's just a cold. I don't think Corona got me yet. interestingly, that's the topic of the show today. We're going to be talking about that virus. Excuse me. Okay. So if you're going to do something, once you be around a person, you get to know who that person is. You know what they like, what they don't like. You can piss them off when you want, not piss them off when you want. It's strictly up to you. You have that kind of control because that person has trusted you to allow you to know their secrets. Okay? And it's important because once you know a person's secret, they can manipulate you. They can do little things to piss you off. Or they can do little things and make you the happiest person in the world, you know? And it all depends on you. It all depends on what acts you're committing on that person. If you're going to do something and you know it's not going to make that person feel good, just don't commit the act. And you'll be in a feel-good relationship all the time. And that's the problem with most of us. This culture is not teaching us what love is. They teach you obsession, where you're stalking people, manipulating this, trying to get this person, you know, because you love them, and they don't care 2 cents about you. So if the feeling's not mutual, don't beat the person up to get them to be with you. You know what I mean? Just somebody, you know, the old saying that their parents used to have. There's somebody for everybody, you know? And there's somebody for you, too. So if that person is not with you, is not the person that you want, then you need to move on. Because it happened to me when I was very young. I think about that person every day for the last 50-something years, you know? But it just wasn't meant for me and that person to be together, so I had to move on because that person was interested in, well, we got interested in each other for a minute, but then the interest changed, what we were trying to do, what was happening, and next thing you know, everything was, I guess, out of control, so we just went our separate ways, you know. We still got friends to this day, but we went our separate ways, you know. So don't be obsessed. There's, oh boy, millions of women, and there's millions of men out here, you know. And so you can always find somebody to shower with love, and somebody that will shower you with love, you know, once they know what love is, okay? So with that, we're going to go into the topic, okay? The topic is, we're talking about that virus today, you know? Now, the whole thing is, will America show her true colors when the money runs out? Now, you know, this country is filled with people who do not like you just because of the color of your skin. It goes a little deeper than that because there's one, each tribe has really counts for 1/5 of the human population. And they've gotten to the point that one tribe tries to dominate the other tribes, because when you control the person's slave, or when you control the person's physical body, you literally control the person. You literally control the person, you control the money, you control so much, okay? So the object of the whole thing is to increase your awareness of what's going on, so that you at least know what you're up to. So that you at least know what's going on around the country, around the planet. You know, so that's something that we have to do. We have to. The five tribes literally have to work together and stop trying to dominate each other, you know, because, oh, there's money in slavery. Trust me. If they can convince you to give up your money, you know, even though you have no control over what they do with the money, then they're in a pretty good position because they can, they can have so much and they can create a force, a military force, to make you submit to whatever they're trying to get you to submit to, you know, okay? So it's very important that you begin to realize what's going on, that you begin to understand what's going on. And this virus is going to be a wake-up call for a whole lot of people. You know, the people with money, you know, they seem to get the best deal. They seem to have the best everything. They'll be living large. But it's strange. With all that money, everything they got, they're still dying faster than you. With the top medical people on the planet at their disposal, because they got the money to pay for it, they're not no healthier than you are. If they get cancer, they die just like you die from cancer, you know? It's like with the virus. They're dying from the virus just like you are. They're catching this thing like everybody else. So something is wrong with this picture. Something is wrong with all of this. And we have to figure out what it is and try to live according to a lifestyle that will keep us here for 200 years. You can't follow the doctors. They're not living for 200 years. Who are you going to follow? What you going to do? I have a system that's supposed to keep me for 200 years, but I got to be here for 200 years to prove it. And all the people I know, if I stay here for 200 years, I'm going to have to put them in the ground. Because if they're eating, they ain't going to be here, you know? And the whole thing is kind of strange. So I am on a diet that I call the age reduction diet, you know, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, because I want to get into the Adam and Eve thing a little bit today, too. Well, I'm a Bible thumper, what can I tell you? So I always go towards that Bible somehow, some kind of way, you know? And also, with that virus and the government's response to the virus, and this going to put the military, if it gets kind of bad out here, that's going to put the military in extreme control over the streets. And whoever controls the streets controls the country. A lot of people don't know that. That's why they have, not all cops, but they have some of the police out here controlling the drug trade. That's right. Some of the members of the police force control the drug trade. Precinct by precinct. You know what I mean? I'm not saying all cops are out there dirty. You got some honest cops out there trying to do the right thing. But corruption is widespread in this country because of the money, you know? They don't teach you how to become Rockefeller. They don't teach you how to become IBM. They teach you how to work for Rockefeller, how to work for IBM. And as long as they teach you that, people are going to be subject to bribes. Because you get so far behind your bills and your mortgage and all that, the banks are going to be in a break when you're a top FBI, whoever you are. You know, then you're not getting a break. Then you got to come along with that little $20,000-$30,000 and say, look the other way, dog. I'll help you out. It's kind of hard to fight the temptation, you know, especially when the little children look up to you, daddy, I want that new bicycle, you know. What are you going to get me for Christmas, daddy, mommy, you know. So it gets a little tricky when it gets down to that point, you know. So we have to be mindful of where we at, where we are, who we are, and what we can do and what we cannot do. What's that old saying that I used to say when I was little? God give me the wisdom to know the things that I can do and understand the things that I can't do, or something like that, and know the difference between the two, you know? Some things you can do, some things you can't do. You know what I'm saying? Because of where you are and what's going on, you know? So you got to always be mindful of that, you know? Now, we're here to talk about the virus, and the virus is affecting everybody. I mean, phew. Now, I think that the virus is part of this climate change situation because you have viruses in that ice that's millions of years old that we don't have antidotes for. And when that ice starts melting, like it's been doing for the last 100 years, those pandemics are going to be coming. We don't have nothing after this. It's just ice keep melting after this. So they really have to do what they can to curb the greenhouse gases and to slow down the warming on the planet, you know? There's a lot at stake here. And we have to realize that there's a lot at stake here. So we have to actually begin to do what we're supposed to do. We got to wake up to who we are, what's going on, and what we're here to do, and why we're here doing what we're doing right now, because what we're doing right now is kind of whack. It's like on television. Well, I'm not going to go outside if I want to. Coronavirus is not going to stop me from partying. All he want to do is party. Come on, man. You know, you probably went a little deeper than that, but that's just the guy that they pick. You know, they have a tendency to pick the strangest people for these little interviews. Like every time something happened in a black neighborhood, they find somebody with rollers in their hair, somebody looking very much undressed, and look like they're not going to be able to say anything intelligent, and that they put the mic in that person's face. So we kind of get used to it, you know. Surprised that they do it to white folks as well, you know. Just part of the game that they be playing, you know. So we have to really wake up and smell a coffee, all right? Now, about the virus, I'd like to remind you that if you want to say anything, all you have to do is press 1, and that'll let me know that you're on the air, that you want to have something to say. And I'll open up the mic and let you on the air, and then you can go ahead and say whatever you have to say, okay? So let's talk about the Adam and Eve fall. Oh, boy. I'm waiting to get to this one. Excuse me. like I said, it's been a long day. Oh my goodness, I can barely keep my eyes open. And yesterday I was listening on the radio at 6 o'clock, and I slept through the other person's radio show and my radio show. I woke up like it was like 8 something, you know. I said, oh my god, I slept through everything. So I just made sure I didn't do that today, because I tend to get up kind of early, you know. I'm talking too much about me. Okay, let's get into this Adam and Eve story. Let's walk through this thing, because part of the reason I'm on the air is to get you to understand the power of the Bible, how to read that book, so it can enhance your life, so it can make you, actually get the things that you want, bring the things that you want to you. And that's why I say I'm a Bible thumper, because I know how powerful the book is, right? Now, I just want to give you a different mindset, a different thought process, as to the story of Adam and Eve. Now, they've been telling you about Adam and Eve for so long. Adam and Eve, and Eve deceived Adam, and they ate Adam eat the apple, and this, that, and the other. And everybody blaming Eve for Adam's fall from grace, you know. The whole thing is kind of weird the way they misrepresent the stories, right? To keep you confused and off track. Now, think about it. If you heard my first broadcast, you know that we talk about corporeal and incorporeal beings. Conscious energy forms our flesh, right? That's who we are. So we talk about that. Now, when you first came through the black hole, you came in as incorporeal beings, right? Which means you had no fleshly bodies. You had to draw a flesh body around you, right? And now, the story of Adam and Eve, right? I heard a little noise of that. The story of Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve were in the garden, okay? They couldn't see themselves, which means that they were in the garden as incorporeal entities. That's what they were, right? And when an incorporeal entity consumed flesh, consumed corporeal energy, when an incorporeal energy consumes corporeal energy, it lowers the frequency of that corporeal energy, and that corporeal energy becomes physical, okay? And it takes 7 years without eating any corporeal food to get back to your incorporeal state. You mean we can become incorporeal now and we cannot eat corporeal food for 7 years? That's what we're taught, all right? Now, they say, now, who cannot eat for 7 years? Why do you have a breatharian institute? There's brothers down there that live off the air. They don't consume food. They just consume air, you know. But they do eat every now and then. They drink orange juice or something every now and then when they come into the city. So that will stop them from vibrating into the incorporeal energy, you know. Now, for me to stop eating for 7 years, that's going to be a trick. I have trouble eating one. I'm still having trouble on the 1 meal-a-day diet right now. But that's what we're taught. That's what the lesson is, okay? When they ate the physical food, think about it, they became corporeal beings, and they were able to physically feed themselves. That's why they covered themselves with the leaves, because before they couldn't see themselves, okay? Now, in the Bible, it talks about God walking. They heard God walking, and for God to be walking, you got to have legs, okay? I mean, the God that they heard walking was corporeal. You know what I'm saying? Because before they were dealing with God as incorporeal entities, so there was no need to express God in the terms that will relate to him as a corporeal being. I'm just giving you a different thought process on how to think about the book, because the book takes you into a certain mentality of who and what you are that the 1% absolutely don't want you to know. Now, they know. You watch some of these movies out here. They're showing all this here stuff, you know, in the movies. But you think it's just fantasy. You think it's just something that you're not able to do. And once they became corporeal beings, right, then the garden that they were in, they couldn't stay in that garden no more, okay, because that garden was specifically for incorporeal entities. That's what the garden was for. It wasn't for corporeal beings. It was for incorporeal beings. That's why they had to get out of the garden. Now, they mentioned the snake. Now, everybody know about shapeshifters. They talk about it all the time. They call them the Draconians. They're lizard-looking people, okay? Everybody know when there's snakes sliding around talking to nobody. Those was different people that lived off planet. I'm just saying this to you. Now, you can actually start Googling this information, and you'll find out that once your mind starts going in this direction, that you'll learn that no modern man or woman is indigenous to this planet. We all come from our planet. The indigenous people to this planet is Yeti, Bigfoot, Sasquatch, the Bob Snowman. That's not their real names, but that's the names that the Europeans give them. But they're the original indigenous people to this planet. If you check the blood type of Lucy to the blood type of modern man, they don't match, all right? They're just two different species, okay? So if you, now here's a term that you can check out. You can Google this term, Lemurians, right? You can Google Lemurians. This is before what they call Atlantis. This is when you come in from Mars and all those places into the planet, because we come from the constellation of Sirius, which they changed to Orion's Belt. We come from there into Venus, into Mars, into Jupiter. These are places where we come from. And they have, now I'm telling you, you know, this is how powerful this book is. It's giving you insight to this type of information. But the 1% don't want you to, they don't want you to see this. So now they have a picture of a woman who crashed her spaceship on Mars, okay? And she looked just like me, just like my sister. That's what she looked like. She was the pilot of a ship that crashed on Mars. Now, we don't have no ships up there crashing on Mars with people that look like me. I'm serious. And they showed a photo of the woman. You understand what I'm saying? They got pyramids on Mars. All right? But you're not aware that we done been out there already. And if you check the Egyptian pyramids, right? I forget which one it's on. But they have, I think it's the one of Giza. They have a picture of helicopters, submarines, intergalactic spaceships. They had pictures on the wall of stuff that what they have done and where they have been. They have portals where they go from planet to planet without taking 10 million years trying to burn gas to go to these places. All this is a reality. You can look this up yourself. This is the age of the internet. This information is available to you, okay? I'm just saying that the Bible was giving you clues to this, but they turned it into something crazy. Think about it. The first part of the book, it made Adam and Eve, said it was good. Then the second part, well, they made male and female. Then the second part of the book, they come along with Adam and Eve. There's more to that. That was a cloning process. When they talk about the rib, now you know they didn't go into nobody and knock them out and take no rib out of them. That was DNA. If you look at the DNA strand, it looks just like a rib, you know? There's high science in the book, but they're getting it. They're beginning to understand what's going on in there. That's why they were able to take the book and conquer the entire world with it. Once they figured out how to read the Bible, I think, everything opened up to them. My phone just went crazy. I hope they didn't cut me off here. I'm surprised that they still got they still letting me talk. The last couple of weeks, they've been interrupting the show with all kinds of crazy stuff. But this week, I'm going on and on and on, so everything is going pretty good. So, but what I'm giving you is that book is high science. We come from a culture of read what you sow. That's a scientific culture. If you reap, if you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. That's action and reaction. It ain't no secret. Same thing mentally, because since you're incorporeal being, what you think about, since you're connected to the cosmos, now we told you who we I've been telling you who you are, Mary and Christ. I've been telling you who you are. And since you have that type of brain power and you're connected to the cosmos, what you're literally thinking about, you're bringing into existence. If you wonder why what you're trying to bring into reality ain't happening, it's because you're not focusing properly. You don't realize that you're literally bringing things into existence through action and reaction. That's what you're doing, you know? But you don't know that. So you say, well, Lord, I really want to have my success in Philadelphia, and I want to do this in Philadelphia. And then you move to Camden. And you're in Camden catching hell, wonder why. You know? Everything you ask was coming to Philadelphia. Here, all your so-called blessings, what you're reaping is in Philadelphia, and you're going to move to Camden trying to figure this thing out. But the whole cosmos, the whole universe functions as on a premise of action and reaction. So when you ask for something, right, from the cosmos, okay, it takes action and reaction of many, many things to bring that to you. But if you ask for it, right, and know that it's coming to you, it will come to you. This is how the preachers are getting over. They know this. So they relate it to a particular person. They say, well, thank you, Jesus, Lord Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You can give anybody credit you want. But the buck stops with you. It's you that's actually bringing into existence what you want. You can thank Jesus. You can thank Buddha. You can thank Allah. You can thank Muhammad, Gandhi, anybody you want to thank. You can give them the credit, but they're not doing it. It's coming out of your mind. So anytime you're drinking, smoking weed, doing anything to alter your consciousness, taking pills, heroin, cocaine, all this stuff all alters your consciousness. That's why they give it to you. That's why they want you to have it. Because here's the key. This is the trick to the whole thing. Everybody on the planet has access to the same power. That's something to think about. So if you got access to the power, I got access to the power. I don't want you challenging me with the power. So I'm going to do something to you to alter your reality so that you can challenge me. Because I know you got the same power I got. The whole thing is kind of interesting, but at this particular point, we have to do the show. So what I'd like to do at this point, you got a lot of brothers and sisters out there that are on the airwaves every day putting the word out, trying to give us more information about who we are and what's going on, you know? Also, I'd like to say, too, that if you have a comment or something that you want to say, you want to give a shout-out or whatever, if you have a business, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone, and that will let me know that you have a comment or you want to say something, okay? So right now I'm going to get into the commercial. This is Elohim Radio Show every Sunday. It takes about 5 minutes, so bear with me. It's Elohim Radio every Sunday. Well, we're here every day now. if I could stay awake every day to make it happen. Yesterday I fell asleep and missed everything. So, but this Elohim Radio every Sunday, every day, we're here from 7 to 8 p.m. Philadelphia, PA. U.S. time. The call-in number is 516-453-9220. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to give out a shout-out about your company, about your group, feel free to do so, okay? I have released a CD. It's on the market called, it's a gospel CD, because like I said, I'm a Bible thumper. And it's called CD 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus is coming. The link is Jesus is coming. And the link is CD baby/CD/ Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2, okay? So check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Check out Elohim Christ 10 tracks. Jesus is coming. Ask yourself, when Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? We think he's going to come from the same place he came from the first time, from the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you dump might just be the one to get us out of this mess. So don't take our chance from us. We need those babies. And brothers, I'm going to tell you, you need to hang in with them sisters. And I'll take care of them babies, because it takes 2 to tango. It takes 2 to raise some children as well, you know. Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2 of Crisis Call. For more information on the CD or book, call TCCA, that's the Tyrannical Church of Christ in Allah, at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5. Also, I'm now in the gold business, so if you want to know more about the gold, I deal with carry bars, buy and sell gold. If you want to know more about the business, if you want to get into it, just give me a call again. 215-758-1703, or email me at elchristalim@gmail.com. Gmail.com. I'm sorry. That's elchristalim@gmail.com. Okay. Please don't forget to visit my website. Don't forget to visit my website. HTTPS elohimchristalim@website.com/website. That will take you to my website. Now, I'm working on the website, so when you get up there, the website was set up by Europeans, so it looks like a European website, but it's my website, and I'm in the process of changing a few things around. So bear with me, just visit it, and we'll get a little more information about what's going on, okay? I would like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands history. Very few people that write history, I'm thinking, actually understand what they write. This brother does, you know, and he gives a good example. He backs up everything that he says with proof, okay? Also, I'd like to give a shout out to Legacy of the Nation, hosted by Brother Mack and Son. Comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number is 319-527-6199. I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra11. She has a show called Spoken Word, and her word is pretty good. I like what she speaks, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor, and she comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number is 347-215-8040. You can also get her website at NikkiLaWunam.com. That's NikkiLaWunam, WUNOM.com, okay? Now, I do this. There's no charge for this advertisement. I do this because they work hard, and they love their people, and they're trying to get the word out for them, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121 for love here in Pennsylvania, UNACL. 1918 and 1920 out of the world. We meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark P. at the UNIA 267-822-2320 or 267-300-7143. Now, if I go too fast for you, you want me to back up and give you any of these phone numbers, just hit 1. And just ask me for that particular number, and I'll give it to you, okay? Or you can give some call. I'm First Vice President of 121, so you can call me, too, if you want more information about the UNIA and Marcus Garvey, okay? For those of you who don't know about the UNIA, that's the United Negro Improvement Association. was founded by Max Garvey. It was the largest organization in the black organization in the history of the country. Okay. Now the UAIA, there's another group. They're offering land to build on in Africa. So if you want a good price on some land, just call the UAIA. That would be at RBG Industries. Okay. They also make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or land, call 609-638-5828. And I got one of those outfits, and trust me, I look good in it. Well, I think I look good without it, but I look even better with the clothes on. Well, let me see how I say that. I look good in that outfit anyway. I'd like to also give a shout-out to Sophomore Electronics. That's an electric company, and they do a pretty good job on electric company. They've done work here, they've done work. I've seen some of their work, they do pretty good. The calling number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5. I have to stick my chest out a little bit. That's my father's company. So, we also have a security company that's looking for people. If you want a job in security, that number is 336-988-8638, okay? I'd also like to give a shout-out to Thomas Thornton, who writes under the name Yesterday's Child. He has an old-school style of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market, and that was pretty good. In fact, we used to be in the same group together back in the day, okay? You can catch him on Google CD Babies and type in Yesterday's Child, or you can call Thomas Thornton for more information about his music. That would be 267-259-4077. I also like to give a shout-out to Taylor Tots Learning Academy, okay? Licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Taylor Tots has before and after school service in West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. The email address is taylortotslearningacademy@gmail.com. Instagram is taylor_tots_LA. I stick my chest out a little bit too. That's one of my children as well. So excuse me on that one. I also like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors. Dr. Paul, his number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and are calling one of these, especially you deserve what you have. Now, nobody deserves to be sick. So just call one of them, and don't worry. You will be healthy if you got these guys on the speed dial, because they're pretty good, okay? Now, okay, now that that's been done. I was thinking about breaking up the commercial, but it's just 5 minutes long, so I guess we can sit through 5 minutes of talking about people that's on the air trying to help everybody do their thing, like that. Now, like I say, if you have a group, if you have a business, and you want to talk about your group or talk about your business, all you have to do is press 1 on your dial. And you can give a little commercial. We don't mind. It's free of charge. We don't charge anybody for commercials on this show. Tell my dog, how are you making my loan? This show, they buy my CDs. I'm going to be into the T-shirt business, too. I forgot about that. I have my machines and everything set up. I have to figure out how to work everything. But I'm going to be making T-shirts, too. So T-shirts will be – I have T-shirts on the market as well, too. You know, because, hey, you got to feed the babies, right? What can I tell you? All right, so now let's get back into the topic. I'm just going to briefly mention coronavirus again, because if this thing does what I think it's going to do, it's going to get rough out here. You know, there's not going to be no food in the markets. We talked about this every year. We talk about this. What's going to happen if there's no food on the shelves in the market? How are you going to eat? It's like we complain, we talk about Monsanto, but Monsanto's feeding millions of people. We're not even growing enough food in the yard to feed nobody. See what I'm saying? Now, if you're in a place where you got cellars and stuff like that there, we should have little pots in the cellar with seeds in them that's growing fruit. I should say we, because I don't have nothing down in myself right now, but I'm working on it, okay? You got to learn how to grow something. There ain't nothing but tomatoes or peppers or something. Start growing something, you know, to feed yourselves, you know? And if you got a little dirt patch out in front of your lawn, don't cement it up, you know? You got to cut the grass. Okay, so what? But don't cement it up. Go out and grind it up and start planting little things out there to help yourself. Now, they have a law against it on the books. Bush Jr. Set a law up on the books where you can't actually grow food around your, on your own property, where you can't grow food like that. They're not enforcing the law. But if it gets crazy, you know what I mean? They have a habit of enforcing some of the craziest things at the weirdest times, you know? Now, let's talk about eating for a minute, all right? Now, why are we sick? How come we're not as healthy as we should be? The books say we can live all these years, you know? They got people in the book living for 700 years, okay? So the books say we can live that long. How come we're dying at 70, 80 years old? We get to be 90, they say, oh, boy, that person lived a long time, you know? When the lifespan, actual lifespan of the body is 990 years. 990 years. That's the actual lifespan of the body. Although we don't know that, consider we, most of us are 65, most of us is out of here, you know? But the book says herbs and seed-bearing plants. That's what you're supposed to be eating for meat. You're not supposed to be consuming flesh. So when these people run around talking about, well, I'm a vegan and I'm a vegetarian, and they make it sound like it's something brand new. But it's been in the book for 2,000 years of what you're supposed to be eating. They flip the script. They change little words so that you don't know what's going on. They're calling flesh meat. But the book, when the book is talking about meat, it's not talking about flesh. It's talking about herbs and seed-bearing plants. That's why they talk about the meat of the potato. Now, if meat was flesh, how could the potato have meat in it? it gets a little crazy when you start thinking about it and some of the things that they say, you know? We're not supposed to be consuming flesh. That's what's going on. He said, well, how this guy Hitler was so smart, even though he was wicked and crazy, the man was a vegetarian. Okay? His mind kicked in. And this guy couldn't even make a painting to get in school. Then all of a sudden he switched his diet. Now his mind is firing up. His mind is racing, although he was wicked and evil. he burnt the Bible. That was his problem. If he'd kept the Bible and started reading the Bible a little more, his journey might have lasted a little longer, you know. But what can I tell you, you know? If you want your mind open up, your mind to be sharper than what it is, you know, start cutting back on that flesh. And the first thing you need to cut back on is all of the red meat. And that pork is crazy. Pork and beef, two terrible pieces of meat. I wouldn't advise nobody to eat. See, I'm using the term meat. To brainwashing. See what I'm saying? See how we're programmed. We're programmed to think the way that they want us to think. It just, how they call it, subliminal seduction. It just subliminally comes out of my mouth, you know? But beef and pork, that's flesh you shouldn't eat. If you can cut back on all the red meat, switch over to the chicken, poultry, and seafood, you know? And then you have to be mindful of the seafood because they're destroying everything. There's so much mercury in the doggone fish now, so you have to be careful when you eat that, you know. Then they're home growing the fish, like tilapia. That should be a good piece of fish to eat, but they're feeding the fish all kinds of crazy stuff, you know. So it's a terrible piece of fish to eat. So you have to do your research. You know, you can't listen to people because everybody's body is a little different. You have to research what's best for you, okay? Now, I'm going to give you my diet. This is what I eat every day, okay? Well, add little things in, little things out. But this is basically the diet. I have one cup of collard greens, one cup of string beans, one cup of broccoli, one cup of green peas, and one cup of Brussels sprouts. That's the diet. If you eat one cup of those as a meal, then the other little things that you eat during the day, your body can handle it. Because at that point, your body has all the nutrients in it to make that perfect cell. And that's why you're eating. You're eating to make the perfect cell, because every 7 years, everything I'm telling you, you can Google it up. Internet's open out there now, so you can find the information. Every 7 years, every cell in the body is reproduced. So during that 7 year period, what are you eating? See what I'm saying? That's a 7 year cycle. Remember, I was telling you about, if you don't eat for 7 years, you can go back, you can turn corporeal or incorporeal at will. That's a 7 year cycle. So I'm saying, well, we get more into that another time. But the stomach is like an oven, okay? When you put that, if you're making a cake, I use this analogy all the time. So those of you on the air, I've heard it before, but I'm going to say it again. we got a few new callers on here. So stomach is like an oven. And when you're baking the cake, if you put all your ingredients in at the same time, you have a nice, beautiful cake when it comes out of the oven. If you put all of your ingredients in your stomach at the same time, you have a nice, perfect cell that you're creating, or that you're making. I don't like to use the word create. That you're making by eating all the right foods at the time. And those five vegetables that I mentioned contain 82 of the minerals and nutrients that you need. 82 of them. And the other five to seven, your body makes. Your body makes on its own. So that's actually a complete meal, right? And you can do this one meal a day. You'd be amazed. And what's, if your knees is hurting, because my knees have been bothering me. But now that I'm more strict with the diet, because, you know, I like the coffee sometimes and stuff like that there. So I cut all that out. I stopped dealing with the caffeine, all that stuff. Now my knees are getting better. They don't hurt as much, you know. The gray hair is starting to turn black. I'm retrogressing, you know. I'm living proof that the diet works, you know, if you stick to it, you know. I do have little bad habits that I still get into. I like sweet cakes. What can I tell you? I like sweet cakes. So I'm cutting back on that, too, because I've got to get more and more strict on everything. And you'd be surprised. You won't catch colds. Catch none. You could be outside, be chilling, everything coming out, but you might sniff a little bit, but you will not catch a cold. You will not be getting sick like that, you know? I haven't had a flu shot in, since I came out of service. It's about 40, 50 years ago. Don't take them. You don't need them. You follow what I'm saying? If it was just the, in that cocktail, it was just the flu stuff that they was putting in there, I would take it. But they got, man, this is a criminal empire. No telling what they put in that thing. And they took it to Africa. This is Bill Gates and the crew. They took the vaccine to Africa and put a sterilization cocktail in there to sterilize the people of Africa. How unconscionable is that? You know what I mean? I mean, you have to do your research. You have to study. You have to look up stuff for yourself. Don't be listening to people. People ask me, well, what's your faith? What do you believe? I don't believe in nothing. I believe what I know. I know if I eat, I got to go to the bathroom. I know that, you know. Certain things, when you know something, you know it. It's not a belief, you know. You can believe in something that don't have to be true. So I don't believe in nothing unless I can physically or spiritually or psychically or some kind of way interact with that which I'm supposed to believe in. Now, they say, well, people have auras. Well, I know they have auras because I can see auras. I can see where the sickness is on a person's body and all that stuff. You can see the colors. If you meditate properly, you can see the colors where you can put a protective light around a loved one that you can use certain light to do work with, you know. In fact, I think that next Sunday, not during the week, but next Sunday, I'm going to get into the meditation process and how to see this light, how to use this light, how to see auras, all this stuff. You know, I'm going to talk about it, you know, as long as they let me be on the air. Even though I'm paying them, they can still shut you off. You know how they play. They play rough, you know. So I just wanted to get into the diet a little bit, because the diet, how to love each other, that's the two most important things that I can give out on this radio, you know. And I am trying to wake people up as to who they actually are, so that they have some kind of conscious reality of how to use the power that's within. Because you're carrying power. You don't have to ask for it. You're carrying it, you know. Now, this is important, too. I need more people to join me in Elohim Five Tribes. Why? Because the more people that are focused on the peace of the world, okay, the more people that are focused on the peace of the world, the more that will come into existence, all right? So the more people who know that they are, who know how to love, we can come together, we can, you know, we can experience this love, we can practice this love on each other, you know. Elohim Five Tribes, now that's black, brown, red, yellow, white. Those are the five tribes of the planet, okay? Each color makes up one-fifth of Earth's population. You can Google it. You can check it out for yourself. Like I keep referring back to the Internet because, you know, you need something to back up what's being said, you know, and you know that other people have done the research and they can see this stuff for themselves, okay? Now, the problem right now is that one tribe is trying to dominate all of the other tribes. That's the white tribe. They're trying to dominate everybody, you know? I'm looking at Iran, which is Persia. They got a white Ayatollah Khomeini up there, you know? All these black people over there, how do you get a white Ayatollah Khomeini? That's all I'm saying. It's not supposed to be. Each tribe is supposed to be handling their own business, and we're supposed to be helping each other build and grow together. That's how it's supposed to work. But when you got one tribe killing and murdering and trying to take over everybody else's slaves, and that's another thing we have to talk about, those of you who knew on the line, what a real slave is. You know, we can talk about that tomorrow, about slavery and all that kind of stuff. We've only got about 2 more minutes left. But we can talk about that tomorrow. So I'm going to be on the air tomorrow. I'm going to be on the air every day, because last week, what made me decide to be on the air every day, I'm on the radio. I'm talking to one of the co-hosts. After some of the things that was said, I said, oh, my God, I have to be on the radio every day because I have to get this information out. And once a week is not enough, you know. Now, this show is broadcast in different countries as well as here. This is a global show. So, like I said, if you have a business or something, you know, you want to get... Okay, I got about 90 seconds left. So if you want to get the word out, you want to talk about your business or whatever, bottom line, all you got to do is press 1 at any time. It's about halfway through the show. That's when I do the commercial. So you can press 1 right there and tell us about your business and give us some numbers, our web addresses or whatever, you know, and people will be able to contact you, and it will help your business along. And there's no charge. If you want me to... If you want me to add your business into my regular commercial, all you have to do is ask. I'll do that too, you know? And right now, the commercial is 5 minutes. If it gets to 6 or 7 minutes, I'm going to have to split it up into 2 segments. Just listen to a commercial. That gets a little boring sometimes, you know? And with that, we got about 42 seconds left. Those that are on the line, I'd like to thank you so much. I want you to know that I love you. And our slogan is love the act to make others feel good. One God, one aim, one destiny. Okay? And with that, I'd like to make my closing assertion. We don't pray, but we assert into the universe We assert into the universe what we want. I have walked the path as divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Much love.